Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
1 Kings chapter number 2, verse 36 says, "And the king sent and called Shimei, and said unto him, Build thee an house in Jerusalem, and dwell there, and go not forth thence any whither. For it shall be that on the day thou goest out and passest over the brook Kidron, thou shalt know for a certain that thou shalt surely die. Thy blood shall be upon thine own head. And Shimei said unto the king, The saying is good, as my lord the king hath said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many years. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years that two of the servants of Shimei ran away unto Achish, son of Maacah, king of Gath, and they told Shimei, saying, Behold, thy servants be in Gath. And Shimei arose and saddled his ass and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. And Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. And it was told Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and was come again. And the king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, Did I not make thee to swear by the Lord and protested unto thee, saying, Know for a certain, on the day that thou goest out and walkest abroad any whither, that thou shalt surely die? And thou saidest unto me, The word that I have heard is good. Why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord and the commandment that I have charged thee with? The king said moreover to Shimei, Thou knowest all the wickedness which thou didst to David my father. Therefore the Lord shall return thy wickedness upon thine own head. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. So the king commanded Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, and he died. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. Go back with me to verse number 36. The Bible said about Shimei, he said this, and dwell there, and go not forth thence any whether. He says in verse number 37, and it shall be that on the day thou goest out and passed over the brook Kidron, thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die. Thy blood shall be upon thine own head. Now look what he said. He said, for it shall be that on the day thou goest out and passest over the brook Kidron, thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die. In other words, the king looks at Shimei and says, listen, here's some places you can go, and here's some places you can't go. And here's what he simply says. Can I just put it in layman's terms? I'm drawing a line, and you need not cross the line. And I want to preach to you on this thought for just a little while this morning. Don't cross the line. Don't cross the line. Father, I love you today. I pray that over the next few minutes that you'd illuminate my mind. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd touch us this morning. You know our mental need, our physical need today, our spiritual need. And I pray that over the next few minutes, God, that you'd preach us in power and unction and demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God. I pray, Lord, that you'd touch the hearts of the hearers today. God, I'm going to do my very best to get it to their ear, but I know that it'll take you to put it in their heart this morning. And God, I pray that you would do that today. God, I know you're well able to, and I pray that you will. Save that sinner that would be closest to hell today. And we'll give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated this morning. I was thinking about our graduates today, especially when it comes to our seniors graduating high school. And it seems that you are now entering into a transition period, or there is a time of a new chapter that is beginning in your life. And a lot of times with that becomes even some more independence, especially if you're going off to college. I would say it this way. Sometimes there's new freedoms, new influences, new temptations, new opportunities, but also there's new decisions that must be made. With every new chapter or every new season of anything, it also comes with some lines that you need to draw, and you need to decide that you're not going to cross those lines. I think that we can all agree when we study our Bible that God has some boundaries that is put in place. God has some convictions, some commands. God has some standards that is laid forth in His Word. Many people who start right but do not stay right often discover too late that every boundary God had established for them was there for their protection and was there for their blessing. Can I say this to you today? God does establish boundaries in our life. And you know what? Boundaries are there for good things. I think about down at the house, if you was to look over the little ridge back here behind us, you would see that there is a fence that is there. And you know what that fence is there for? That fence is there for a boundary, is what it is for. It is to keep some things out, and it is to keep some things in. It is to keep the wild dogs and the coyotes away from the goats, and it's to keep the goats inside. Boundaries are for our good, and God lays out some boundaries in our life. Whenever you study the life of Shimeah, you know what you'll find out? You'll find that David the king laid some boundaries in his life. And here's what he said: as long as you don't cross the line, everything will be all right. But if you cross the line, everything's not going to be all right. Can I say it this way this morning? God himself has laid some boundaries for us. And as long as we don't cross the line, then everything is all right. But when we do cross the line, then everything is not all right. Don't cross the line. When you begin studying this man by the name of Shimei, you can go back to chapter 16 of 2 Samuel, and you'll find out that there was a time that he rose up against the king. Matter of fact, he throws stones at David, and whenever you study it out, it was in an intent to even kill David. But you also find out that in the midst of his guilt, he also found grace because David did not kill him right then. Matter of fact, he comes back before him in chapter 19 of 2 Samuel and bows before him. And whenever he does that, David could have killed him that day. But you know what David chose to do? David chose to show him grace that day. I'm glad that we've got a long-suffering God, and that even when we mess up, there is grace that is extended to us. Whenever Shimei comes back, he ends up in our text. We find that David allows him to even build there. But David says this to Shimei: here is a line, don't cross it. Here is a line. I want to say something to you today. Just because God is a long-suffering God, and just because God is a gracious God, does not mean that God is not a God of holiness and a God of judgment. He is a God of judgment. And I'm going to tell you something today. When you cross the line with Him, there is things that happen after that. With every choice that's made, and many times have I said it, there's a consequence that follows it. With every choice that's made. So here's Shimei. Shimei's living in the blessings of the king. Shimei's been bestowed grace. Even though Shimei was guilty, God was still good to him. Can I just put an application? Here we sit today inside the king's grace. Every one of us was guilty. Every one of us missed the mark. Oh, but thank God for a gracious God that loved us in spite of that and was good to us in spite of that. He could have killed us. We could all be in hell today. Oh, but thank God for the grace of a holy God and the long suffering of a holy God. But with that also comes a time when God says, I'm drawing the line. Don't cross it. Young people today in your life, and not only young people, us as adults, there should be some lines that we draw today. There are some things that I'll do and some things that I won't do. There's some places I'll go and some places I won't go. And can I just say this to you today? Some of it is a conviction and some of it is a preference. That's two big differences right there. A conviction and a preference. A conviction, I can take you and give you chapter and verse in context and nail it down. A preference is something God spoke to my heart about and I choose not to cross that line. There should be some lines today. I want you to see three things about Shimei this morning. Number one, don't cross the line. Number one, watch this. There's Shimei's restrictions. There's his restrictions. I read verse 36 and 37 and 38 to you. Solomon drew a clear boundary here. He says, don't cross the brook Kidron. That line represented authority. That line represented obedience. It represented trust. God's boundaries are not designed to rob you, but they are designed to protect you. Can I say it again? God's boundaries, God's lines that are drawn, they're not there to rob you of something. They're there to protect you from something. I think about this years ago, and I'll just give this to you quickly in passing. Over 20 years ago, Madeline was just a couple years old. We was in South Dakota on a missions trip, and I was fixing to iron my shirt, and I told her, she come walking by, and I said, don't you touch that iron right there. She was old enough to comprehend what I was saying. I said, don't you touch that iron right there. I said, that iron right there will burn you. And I watched her, and she put her hand up to her. I said, Madeline, don't you touch that iron right there. That iron will burn you. And you know what she ended up doing? She ended up laying her hand up there on it and screaming and a hollering like we had killed her. You want me to tell you the reason why? She crossed the line. Boundaries are put in our place to protect us, not to hurt us. I'm preaching good this morning. This book lays some things out for us today, and it's not there to hurt us. It is there to protect us. It is there to protect us. I thought about this. The world says, live however you want, but God says, stay within my boundaries. There's some lines you better not cross. There's moral lines. There's doctrinal lines. There's conviction lines. There's purity lines. Can I say that again? There is purity lines, and it's still right. Everybody awake this morning. It's still right to be pure. It's still right, listen to me, to be a virgin when you get married. Everybody awake this morning. If you'll say amen and help me, we'll get done a whole lot quicker. There's some lines that need to be drawn. When you don't draw those lines in your life, listen to the preacher preach. Here's what happens. Here's what happens. There's mental scars that will never go away. Mental scar. Why? Because you crossed the line. There is restrictions that are put in place. I thought about this. The line may seem small, but crossing little lines leads to big falls. For 3 years, Shimei stayed within the boundary. Externally, everything looked all right. But eventually, his heart revealed the truth. Externally, You hear what I just said? Externally, everything looked all right. But internally, his heart revealed the truth. Number one, I see Shimei's restrictions. But number two, watch this with me. I see Shimei's rationalization. When you read verse number 39 and verse number 40, they come to him and they say, "Hey, Shimei, a couple of your servants are gone. They're over at Gath." You know what he has to do? He has to cross the line to get to where they're at. So maybe in the backside of his mind, he begins saying something like this. "Well, nobody will ever know. I'll slide over there by night, and I'll give my servants, they need me, and I need them, and I'll just slide over there and get them, and nobody will ever know about it." He begins rationalizing in his mind. Well, hey, listen to me right here. Maybe when you're scrolling on that phone, well, nobody will ever know. Nobody else will ever see it. Whenever you rationalize things in your mind, maybe, can I preach to the married people for just a minute? Maybe down there on the job, when that person of the opposite sex begins to talk to you in a way that you know is not right, you know the tone. Do I even have to go any further? You think in the backside of your mind, "Well, we had an argument this morning. Nobody's going to know." Let me tell you what's happening. God has said there's some lines that have been drawn. And if you're not careful, Satan will get in your mind. And he will cause you to rationalize while you're doing what you're doing. When a servant fled, Shimei convinced himself it was acceptable to cross the line. Maybe he thought just this once. It's not that serious. Nobody will know. The king won't care. The rules are outdated anyway. It was 3 years ago that was put into place. That's exactly how compromise works. Nobody plans on ruining their testimony. Nobody plans on wrecking their future. Nobody plans on drifting from God. It starts with rationalization. One skip prayer time. One compromised conviction, one wrong relationship, one sinful habit, one step across the boundary. He rationalized it in his mind. Whenever you think about this, is that not the way Satan worked at the very beginning? When you go back to Genesis chapter number 3, is that not how Satan worked right there? He didn't say, now listen to what I'm fixing to say. Satan did not look at Eve and go, "God's a liar." Let me tell you the reason why. Eve would look back and said, "You're crazy, man." That's not what he said. You know what Satan said? "Yea, hath God said." "Yea, hath God said." Now, I'm just going to preach here for just a minute, all right? And you come back tonight and I'll preach on praying. Let me tell you what happens in your life. Those moral standards that you had set, God comes to you, or Satan comes to you and goes, "That's old fashioned. That's outdated. You know, that was for the 1900s. That's." And you know what you begin to do in your mind? You begin to rationalize doing what you're fixing to do. There used to be a time you would have not dared to wear some of the things that you wear. But all of a sudden, the devil, I'm preaching good this morning. All of a sudden, the devil comes to you and says, "Well, it'll be all right. Don't nobody notice." You know what happens? You begin to rationalize in your mind. Used to be a time you wouldn't dare walk in the house of God with some things that you've walked in the house of God with on. What happened? "Oh, well, it's just Wednesday night. It's just... So it'll be okay." Can I tell you something? If it was wrong in the 1900s, it's wrong today.
If it was wrong in Genesis 3, it's wrong today. He said, "For I am the Lord thy God, and I change not." If it was wrong to drink back then, it's wrong to drink today. If it was wrong to sip on wine back then, it's wrong to sip on wine today. If it was wrong to shack up back then, it's wrong to shack up today. If it was wrong to commit fornication back then, it's wrong today. If it was wrong to commit adultery back then, it's wrong today. He said, "I change not." And what Satan does, he gets in your mind and causes you to rationalize what is right and what is wrong. And here's what God says. There's a line that's drawn. There's a line that's drawn. I thought about this. At the root, at the very root of everything in his life, I could say it this way. It was one word: rebellion. He was just rebellious towards authority. Now, before we holler amen much to that, let's inventory our own life. So, preacher, let's just think about our own life for just a minute. How many times are we rebellious towards that? I thought about this, and I can say this sitting here this morning. I grew up in a preacher's home, and I've seen some people come to my dad and say different things down through the years. Some of the things that they said, Brother Justin, was the right things, but they were said in the wrong manner. They said in the wrong manner. And listen to what I'm going to say. You can do the right thing the wrong way. I'm preaching good. And you know what? Here's what Satan will do. He'll get you so twisted up in the Bible. It's what he done to Eve. Yea, hath God said. Yea, hath God said. Yea, hath God said. He got Eve twisted up in the Bible. And before you know it, you're rationalizing going against what the Word of God says not to go against. He rationalized. Number three, not only Shimei's restrictions and Shimei's rationalization, I would say this. Number three, there was Shimei's ruin. Ultimately, what happened to Shimei? Here's what happened to him. He died. Did you catch what I just said? He died. The king had him killed because he crossed the line. You say, "Well, preacher, don't you think that is harsh? If you come start playing Miss Tanya, well, Shimei crossed the line and judgment followed." The tragedy is not that he was uninformed. The tragedy is this: he was warned. He was told not to do it, but he done it anyway. And the tragedy is that he was warned. He had grace. He had mercy. He had opportunity. He had a clear command, but he crossed the line anyway. Many slowly drift away from God because they stop taking God seriously. You know the story of David in 2 Samuel chapter number 11. He crossed the line. The sword never departed from his house after that. He crossed the line. But can I tell you something? I don't think he woke up that morning and said, "You know what, today's going to be the day that I'm going to have an affair with Bathsheba and ruin my life." But he did wake up that day and not do what he was supposed to do. Because the Bible said in 2 Samuel chapter number 11, at the time when kings go forth to battle, David tarried still at Jerusalem. Where was David supposed to be at? He was supposed to be on the battlefield. You know what he done? He crossed the line and didn't go. You know what it led to? It led to the downfall of David, the sword never departing from his house, his kids sleeping with each other, his kids murdering each other. What a sad story the closing of David's life is. Why? Because he crossed the line. Crossed the line. You can stay faithful. did anybody hear? I think it's three people heard what I just said. You can stay faithful, though. You can stay clean, though. You can follow the commandments of God, though. The choice ultimately lies in your hand. Are you going to cross the line? Chimei had everything he needed. I'll take it a step further. I think he had everything he wanted. Anything Chimei needed or wanted, I believe it was at his hand. David had over and over showed him grace. There come a time when David said, I'm done. Why? Because he crossed the line. Every one of us sitting here today, no matter our age, should in our minds take a Sharpie and draw some lines and say, I'm not crossing it. I'm not crossing. I've got one or two preacher friends that I'm very close to, and we've drawn some lines together. And if I see them starting to cross the line, or if they see me starting to cross the line, you know what we do, Brother Bailey? We call each other out on it. That's what a true friend does, by the way. We call each other out on it. You need to draw some lines today, and you need to find somebody and say, hey, listen, here's my lines. And if you see me crossing that line, will you call me out on it? Will you warn me? And when they come to you and they warn you, don't buck up on them and get mad. Don't buck up on them and get mad. Thank them. Why? Because they love you. Young people, draw some lines. You're entering a different stage of life. Mom and daddy's not always going to be there. They're not going to be there to hold your hand. There's some independence that comes. And you need to decide today, I'm drawing a line. I'm not going to live with regret. I'm not going to live with sorrow. I'm not going to live with heartbreak. I'm drawing a line. And I'm staying on this side of the line.